ready. Let's go.
We're ready.
Good evening and welcome to WFL News 8. Tonight we have a special report on road conditions and damage done by potholes and frost heaves. But first, to Melissa Gray with our weather.
Hello, folks. Today, high temperatures surged to 54 degrees. The rain today, combined with the freezing temperatures tonight, are perfect weather for causing frost heaves. Frost heaves form when moisture seeps under the road's surface. It freezes at night and then expands, forcing the pavement upwards. Unfortunately, this pattern is forecasted to repeat itself over the next 4 days. Now to Nathan Gray, on site at the Milford Department of Public Works.
Hi, I'm here talking to Nathan Stricker of the DPW about the bad road conditions. Nathan, what seems to be the problem?
We've had an extremely rough winter. My men are working around the clock trying to keep up with road repairs to ensure the safety of our citizens. Governor Gene Shaheen recently said, at the rate we're going, our 10-year highway plan will take 20 years to complete. In the United States, $84 billion is spent each year on fixing streets and highways. Also, in 1999, there were 868 construction workers killed in construction work zones. If we don't get to the minor damage in time, the repairs get more costly as the potholes get bigger.
So, thank you, Nathan. And now, a short word from our sponsor.
Howdy there, y'all. Our potholes across these times of Mayhem get caught. And come on down to Mindstone's Mayhem Garage. For $99, we'll inspect your shocks, struts, wheels, and give your car an alignment. These problems are dangerous to your health, and your ride should be uncomfortable. So come on down or call us at 1-800-WE-FIX-IT.
We have breaking news tonight as a road worker was struck by a hubcap from a car that hit a pothole while rushing past a repair crew. The worker was rushed to a local hospital. The emergency vehicles at the scene have caused traffic snarls on Route 101.
And now to Ben Crookin, continuing our special report.
Tonight we're looking at new robotic machines that fix roads in no time. The jet patcher uses an array of nozzles to remove dirt from a pothole, to coat the hole with a sealing layer of asphalt emulsion, and to fill the pothole with aggregate. Hundreds of these machines are now in service. UC Davis has a similar machine for fixing cracks. Plans for Leo Mara's rapid road repair vehicle are patented. The planned bus-sized vehicle scans road surface, sucks up any debris, and sprays fast-drying patch material. Mara says the vehicle could possibly patch roads at up to 35 miles per hour. The fractal road maintenance system involves millions of small cubic robots working together to repair the road. Traffic passes over the robots on a driving surface via ramps. The newest idea for a road repair robot is the Frosty Fixer 5000, created by Mindstorm's Mayhem. Nathan Gray is on site with Ben Streeter, one of the designers.
Ben, can you tell us about your robot and how it works to repair roads?
Sure. Our robotic solution can replace a section of roadway completely or just repair a small damaged area. The robot is programmed in the morning to follow a certain route of roads using video recognition and GPS. Light sensors examine the road surface to determine its condition. Severely damaged roads are chopped up by a large spiked rolling pin. For minor frost heaves, a grinding wheel levels the road surface. A vacuum sucks up removed pavement and lays it on a conveyor belt leading to the pavement recycling section. New pavement is created by melting the old pavement and laying it on the old roadbed. Finally, a pair of large steam rollers smooth and level the road surface.
What are the advantages of your robot?
Well, a robot would save manual labor, would be quicker, and protects workers from getting injured. Also, it could operate at night when traffic is light. With mass production, a Frosty Fixer 5000 can affordably be purchased by any dealer.
Are there any drawbacks to your robot?
Well, yeah. Current technology limits our abilities in video recognition, so early models need to have a driver to prevent the robot from leaving the road or climbing with animals, pedestrians, or other vehicles.
Thanks for watching our special edition report on WFLL News 8. For further information, please refer to our published report.
guys done?
Yep.
Pull up the chair.